This is how you get out of quicksand.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, well, it really was like a legitimate threat coming up, like in elementary school. You're like, fuck. I need to be prepared.
Is there a lot of that here in La Puente, California? Quicksand.
This is a fucking problem.
Should have taught me how to get out of quick gang. You ever get stuck in a gang, here's how you get out.
Move slowly.
No, they spent time teaching us a quicksand. Oh,
the Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches, you guys are going to be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to Pound Town.
Pound Town.
We're going to Pound Town.
Now.
They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing? My name is Imagine.
He's a badass motherfucker.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance. Oh, yeah. What the fuck is up?
Yeah, Social Nuisance Podcast. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers?
Cheers,
yep.
Brother.
Yep. Yep. There we go. Cheers. Hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast. Swig.
Swig.
Yeah. Welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast. As always, it's Imagine. We're reporting live from a Social Nuisance Halloween. We're throwing a fucking costume party. My hat won't stay on. We're throwing a costume party here at La Casa de Imagine. And it's a fucking good time, man.
I don't know why I can't stop laughing right now. Oh, my God. I haven't laughed like this since I was a little girl. I need to fix my hat. And the other day, Natalie said, I couldn't stop laughing like a retard. And I was like, I don't think retards laugh like that, babe.
Should I be offended?
No, you're not retarded.
No, you're not retarded.
There's no retards.
Okay,
here.
My hat's on. Okay. Yeah, hello, welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast. My name is Imagine, as always. Super glad to be here. The person that can make any other person look bad with a poignant argument. That's what I was trying to get. I couldn't get a good segue. I'm pretty buzzed.
I can argue with anyone.
Yep. Motion, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, dude. Sorry, man. I haven't laughed like that since I was a little girl.
I felt it with the depths of my soul.
Oh, my God, dude.
Hello and welcome.
Laughing's so good for you.
True.
What if we find out it's bad for you? Like, I grew up, eggs were good, then eggs were bad, then eggs were good, then eggs were bad.
I thought you said fucking AIDS, dude.
No, AIDS was always bad.
It's like, when was AIDS good?
I think you can get a scholarship now if you have AIDS, though.
Oh, then.
I'm pretty sure you can go.
Silver linings.
Yeah, to Harvard.
Silver linings.
I'm trying to find out if I might be one in 1,024th Native American. I'm trying to get a motherfucking scholarship.
Hey, if Elizabeth Warren can do it, why the hell not? Absolutely.
Hey, how did that shit get released? Like, why wouldn't you just let that die away? Why would you?
I think she want,
publish
I,
that.
I think she's
did she not see the absurdity of it?
No, I think she's amping up for a presidential bid.
I know, but to say you're Native American and then release your 23andMe and it's one in 1,024th, it's less Native American than the average American.
But technically I was right. It's in there. It's jumbled up and all misconstrued, but it's in there.
Did no one say, hey, look, that looks really fucking dumb. You shouldn't release that.
You shouldn't be petty as fuck.
You know, no one knows you did the 23andMe. No one has your credit card slip. You should just leave it alone. It's family business and stop telling that story. Because I guess she got it from a story that her grandparents told.
Yeah, her handed down.
Yeah. If I believed in every story that my grandparents passed me down, I might think I could fly or some retarded shit, dude. I can stop saying retarded tonight. I could get my retards out. Retarded. All right, I'm ready.
All right.
That's it. Keeps my teeth white.
That was retarded.
Every time you say retarded, it makes your teeth whiter.
Yeah, man, it's Halloween is in full swing.
It is.
I am super excited to be here. Everyone is dressed up. We got snacks and booze.
boobs.
Shout out Natalie. Good job for her, man. She wears them well.
She tried to say it was the green. I was like, look, dude, I've had a lot of crayons in my life, and the green never came with tits like that.
The green never made me feel this way. This is wholly different.
Babe.
She's doing well.
You said it was the green that makes your tits look huge?
Yeah.
Okay. But I've had crayons my whole life, and the green ones never came with tits.
Yeah.
Oh,
it awesome
wasn't
green.
It was an awesome green.
It's awesome green.
It's very specific.
I never box saw of that. Colors.
I never saw that in the crew. Awesome. Was that in the 48 pack?
Do you remember Indian Red? Yeah. I grew up when we had Indian Red.
Oh,
that was a color.
No.
They changed it to Brick Red.
Same, same.
Yeah. Indians used to make bricks.
We're having a good Halloween, man.
You know, we are.
But unfortunately, there's going to be some kids out in Virginia that are not going to have a good Halloween.
Segway superstar.
Oh, man. They are outlawing Halloween if you're above 13. If you're 13 and over, you're not allowed to trick or treat.
Yeah, but you don't have to get an ID at 14, so fuck them.
For that 1 year, it's...
You don't have to get an ID at 15, 16, if you want to get a license. But you don't have to carry identification if you're not 18. So eat a dick, Virginia.
I didn't have ID until I started driving.
Yeah, but I started driving when I was 15.
Okay, so you had an ID at 15.
At
15.
Ontario 15, High School Jesus. Actually had driver's ed, and that was weird. So I took that, and then they, your final on driver's ed is the DMV test. You get your permit.
Nice.
But your permit is that you can't drive with anybody cool. You have to drive with old people or by yourself.
Come on, Mom. We got to go.
Oh, you want to hear a hilarious story?
Yeah.
So when I had my permit, we used to, on Friday night, be a part of the study group. And then after the study group, me and my homeboy left and we went to Ontario Mills because we're like 15. We had my mom's car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Ontario Mills has this street called Mills Circle, and it circles the entire mall.
Nice.
Okay, so we're
Mills
there.
Mills Circle circles the mall.
Exactly.
Okay,
the
makes
Mills
sense.
Mall. So then we were there, and we were driving around that circle, and Swig. There's some girls walking. And my homeboy Andrew rolls down the window. And he's like, "Hey, what's up?" to the girls, right?
Yep.
And we're like, "Ha ha ha!" We're like 15. Then we stop at the stop sign, and then we cross the stop sign, and there was about to be a fight at Wiener Schnitzel to my right, and on my left is like the AMC Theater. If you've ever been to Mills, you know where I'm talking about. It's like the main courtyard. And then this cop comes flying out with no lights on, slams into us, shatters the front end of the car, right?
Yeah.
It's a serious accident. I'm bleeding. My homeboy Andrew's bleeding. Windows are shattered. The cop comes up. He's like, "You guys all right?" I'm like, "I think." And then he's like, "Passenger, you okay?" And then he's like, "Yeah." And then so the cop walks away. No, first he was like, "I need your license and registration." I was like, "Bitch, I need your license and registration. You just hit me."
You hit me.
And he's like, "Well, then we got to wait for other officers because, like, this is third party.
That's protocol."
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we're sitting there waiting and we're bleeding. And Andrew's like, "Oh my God, dude." Like, our natural reaction is we hit a fucking cop. We didn't hit him, he hit us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But two things happened. One, every fucking cholo at Ontario Mills that day came by and gave me their phone numbers because they were like, "Fuck the police. I saw him hit you, Holmes. I'll be a witness. We're going to sue them, blah, blah, right?" And then those girls that we just said what's up to walk by again because they caught up to the accident now. And Andrew looks out the broken window with a bloody face and goes, "Hey, what's up?"
That is confidence
right
there.
Dude?
Confidence
was
unshaken.
Great, dude. It was great, man. Anyways, that was like me driving after a month of having a permit. Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah.
I know, but I remember.
But that's not important.
Yeah.
I know you are, but what?
When I told you if people run out of smiles.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I forgot about that. How did we start that conversation? That's a good podcast conversation.
People run out of smiles.
Yeah, so Nat said something like the other day about like someone being fake and
let's
just smiling all the time, right?
On that face.
And Nat goes, "Yeah, but like that's not healthy. Like, what if he runs out?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I guess he could. Did you just ask me if he could run out of fucking smiles?" And she was like, "What?" And then the more I thought about it, the more retarded it got. Fuck, I said it again. And it was just like, "Do you, like, for real, you're proposing the question that you could run out of smiles?" And then we figured out, like, that's what happened to, like, certain people in our family, that they probably smiled a lot as a kid, and that's why they're miserable fucking adults.
They were fantastic
children.
Because
they ran out of smile. Like, that's, I know your problem. So now when I run into a shitty person with a bad attitude, I'm going to be like, "I know your problem. I figured you out."
you ran out of smiles.
You just ran out of smiles, bro.
Poor you.
Yeah, why were we talking about that, though, babe?
That's
I don't know.
Did you...
And then I found out that I'm married to the Babadook. Have you ever seen Babadook?
Babadook?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, dude, this is going to be a lightning round episode.
I know Babaloo. Here we go.
Okay, Babadook. It's this scary movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
But the theme of the movie is that this demon gets to the mom, and then the mom snaps and ends up being the bad guy, you know? Oh, remember the last episode when I say moms drown kids? It's kind of about that bitch.
Casey Anthony.
Yeah, well, I mean, all the moms that drown kids, the bathtub drowners,
they have their own category.
Moms who drown kids.
You must be a bathtub drowner.
There's a long history of women who've been drowning their children.
Horrible.
And
is that the preferred method of getting rid of your kids? Is fucking
for a
drowning?
Mom? For a mom. For a dad, you just go buy cigarettes and never come back or something. I don't know. But so The Baba kid Duke. Is aggravating the mom. He's like, mom, mom, mom,
oh,
mom.
Pulling one of those.
And
okay.
then the mom turns into a demon and she glides across the floor. You know how monsters glide? They don't walk?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've seen you do that before. One time Paul pissed her off and she glid, like glide, floated she, across
she,
the room.
She glowed.
Yeah, with her arms out going, Baba Duke. I was like, you floating ass. I've seen you float before. And then the mom pisses off and she shakes her head and it blurs in the camera. Like, you floating ass blurry bitch. I've seen that shit before.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, it was funny, dude. But so the theme is that the demon gets the mom snaps, and ends up like hurting people. But I was like, oh, that's a true story. I've seen that happen in I've my house that. Before. When you say mom one too many times, and mom oh, yeah. glides across the room.
She like stops dead in her tracks, turns around with like glowing
Baba
red
Duke
eyes.
Ass. Yeah.
And then she lifts off the ground and just starts yeah. gliding.
But I don't remember why we were talking about the smiles.
Oh, we went way off course.
No, I mean, I'm her and I back when we were. But it just made sense. I was like, oh, I created a whole life theory off someone running out of smiles.
Running out of smiles. So that's pretty retarded.
So you don't think it's possible you can run out of smiles?
Did you see the video I posted on our Facebook page, Social Nuisance, Facebook, Facebook.com?
I don't follow us. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't like us.
I don't
like
us.
Our own page.
No, which video, brother?
I posted a page where there was a lady who was saying that she drove or she flew, whatever the fuck. She traveled 2 hours from France to Spain, and in doing so, they should have had better weather because Spain is 2 hours closer to
oh,
the sun.
I've seen that before.
That video?
The English girl, you know, there's a bunch of those videos?
No.
Oh my God, there's a couple of them.
With that same lady?
The same lady. Like her boyfriend asked her one time,
wow.
Would you take, if someone brought you a large pizza, but they only had cut it into 4 slices, or they brought you the same large pizza, but cut it into 16 slices, which one would you take? And she's like, oh, the one with 16 slices, there's more pizza there. And he's like, no, it's the same pizza. They just cut more slices. And she's like, no, it's got 16 slices of pizza, wrong. And so, but it's
they
that
went
girl.
Back and forth.
She's like, yeah, because according to the map, they're closer to the sun.
Is she real?
She's real as fuck.
Oh,
like,
my
if you
God.
Look, at, you can Google that girl. Just put stupid English girl, probably. And yeah, she for sure believes everything that she says.
Oh my God. So yeah, she was saying that because
I kind of feel like she'd be a
Trump
supporter.
To Spain. She was supposed to, it was supposed to be hotter weather because they were 2 hours closer to the sun.
Yeah, because according to the map, the sun is in the top right corner, and Spain is east of France. So
the sun is in the top right corner.
But the
corner.
Thing is, like, yeah. the sun has never been represented on a map.
Yeah.
So why does she even have that idea in her head?
I don't even
How is
know.
France not closer to the
I
sun?
I was blown away. Like, she was convinced, and she was getting frustrated at the fact that he wasn't following, like, what do you mean? Like, no, what do you mean? What do you mean? This is ridiculous.
You gotta look up the pizza one too, man.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna look up that
She's
one.
She's like, it's 16 more slices. What's the matter with you?
It kind of reminds me of the construction guy, where it's like, oh, if this guy had a sister at the age of 6,
oh yeah,
he's half his age, and he's now what, 72.
It was if a dude
3 years
had a,
younger was half his age.
Yeah.
No, it's half his age.
Yeah, if a 12-year-old girl had a brother half her age, when she's 24, how old would he be? And they're like, 12. It's like, she's 12 now, and the brother's half her age.
We covered this on another episode.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Deja vu.
Yeah, but...
Bye-bye, dude.
Man. Bye-bye. I just can't believe the stupidity.
Did you ever piss your mom off so bad she floated across the room to whoop your ass?
No, but it all happened in slow motion, so it could have been that she was gliding.
I'm pretty sure I made my grandma climb a ceiling before.
She was like fucking like exorcist
yeah,
style.
Yeah, just like spider pig.
Grandma, what are you doing on the ceiling?
I knew she was the devil.
I knew it, and at that point, that's when she came down.
Black
and
Rose
earlier
was telling a story in where she grew up that the girls would put their hair up at night, or else the devil would pull your hair. I was like, what a pussy-ass devil. All the power in the world, he just pulls your hair. Your devil sounds like a shitty little brother.
And maybe the devil was a freak.
Yeah, I know. Well, now she calls Carlos the devil.
Oh, that's why her hair is always down when she goes to bed.
Pulling that hair.
Pull it. Hold that shit down. Oh, man.
What are we talking about?
So anyways, so the original conversation.
Are we live? Did we start?
No, so, I'm just kidding. The kids in Virginia, if you're over 13, you can't trick-or-treat no more. It's against the law. It's literally against the law.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit, man.
And you know there's a shitty cop ready to enforce that law.
Yeah. On some black kid, just like, hey, man.
Have you ever tried to... Oh, I always use this example.
You look older than 12.
People who try to say they can change the world. Get a speed bump in your neighborhood. If you could go through the bureaucracy of getting a speed bump in your neighborhood, then I believe you could do something. The fact that someone actually worked hard to make that a law,
right?
It's fucking nuts. You can't just make a law. Yeah. Like, it takes work.
Someone had to continuously pursue.
You want Eminem?
I want a 13-year-old on my doorstep. But at the end of the day, it's like, look, if a 13
right,
or
14,
no, it's not at all.
No, because those 14-year-olds put on masks and they just harass little kids. They don't actually go trick-or-treating. They're just problem starters. You're fucking 14. Go play Fortnite or something.
Okay, but what about the kids that are actually going trick-or-treating?
Yeah, they're under 14.
No, the ones that are like teenagers that are actually going
trick-or-treating. No, one bad apple ruins a bunch. Fuck them all. Help
No.
We should kill every 14-year-old. If we could go 1 year with no 14-year-olds, you know how much better the world would be?
There'd be less semen on the floor.
Or 14-year-olds just... I nut on the floor. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, just nut everywhere.
No, but like... Love imagine for a whole year, there was just no 14-year-olds existed.
At all.
That'd be rad, huh?
Would it?
I don't know. I think so. I never really like thought about...
What's the pretext on that? Like what...
Just hate.
Oh, just
pure unbridled
rage.
Hate.
Just pent up rage. Oh, my God.
Bad
okay.
things happened to me when I was 14.
Well, I think if you're 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever, and you want to go fucking trick-or-treating, by all means, go trick-or-treating. You could be doing much worse things with your time.
What about the political aspect of this? Are they making a holiday illegal for a certain genre? I mean, that is blatantly...
No, because they're letting the kids
what's
do
it.
What's
it called? Not judging, but, like, discriminating.
Yeah.
You're discriminating against a Halloween? Certain age...
So if
for a holiday.
So if trick-or-treating was like a Christmas thing?
Yeah, like what if we said
the time
no,
of giving, right?
No.
Oh, that's Thanksgiving. Whatever.
40-year-old woman and up can't celebrate Christmas anymore because they're the ones that make it fucking annoying.
With the fucking ugly
yeah,
sweaters
like
and shit.
Yeah, like they're stupid shit. Yeah. So for now on, if you're a 40-year-old
no one likes
woman,
your sweater, Carol.
Yeah, you're fucking done, Deborah. If you could be a daredevil,
yeah.
like what would be the one stunt you would want to pull off?
I can't stop looking at your pussy face. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm the guy with two vaginas. Oh, let's talk about what we are for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
shit,
of pussies.
We're at Rad fucking...
You're a fucking pussy. You're the fucking pussy in the top half for Halloween.
So for costume party, I dressed up as Cat in the Hat.
Yep.
So I'm Cat in the Hat.
Pussy galore.
Yeah, I am pussy
this
galore.
This chair keeps going to hell.
You're
going to
fucking like, sink right in. I am Cat in the Hat, and Daisy is thing one and thing two.
Yep.
Because she is pregnant with our child.
Yep.
So she looks adorable running around in a little red, I don't know.
Onesie? Yeah.
What are those ones? Those, they were called
rompers.
Something. No.
Those?
The old Western.
They're like
red onesies with the butt flap.
Underoos, like underwear, but thermals, but they're called?
Yeah.
Long johns.
Long johns!
Uh-huh.
She has a long john on.
Nailed
no butt
it.
Flap. No butt flap.
No butt
but
flap.
But she's got the red long johns with patches of thing one and thing two. Mm-hmm. And then she's got the blue hair, which is actually kind of hot.
I'm the man born with two vaginas on my face.
Yeah, so you're like a ringmaster, and Nat is like
crazy killer clown.
Crazy killer clown. She
For
wears
Halloween.
It well. I was talking about it just like yesterday.
Yeah. No.
Crazy killer clown.
Kind of a default.
And she's got a giant bow, 69 hair.
Yep.
And Beetlejuice pants and a green
Gotta
shirt.
Gotta say it three times, man.
Beetlejuice pants.
Gotta say it three times.
Green top that apparently makes her boobs look large. And a scary yeah. smiley face.
She says it's not her boobs. It's the shirt.
It's the shirt, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Uh-huh. I think their shirt belongs to Desi.
So, crazy killer clown, and that makes you the ringmaster, and for whatever reason, you have these scars on your face.
I have it like I've been attacked by a liger.
Oh, a liger.
Like a claw marks right here. Which this one right here is actually really chilly, because the breeze gets into my armpit.
Okay.
And it just makes me nippy.
I just want to shut that down.
Yeah, and then but that's what
off.
My face is claw marked.
Nice.
But
oh,
it
that's
looks
what
like
it
was. Vagines.
From her or from
vagine.
The... okay.
I can't tell you, because the police are still investigating.
And then I'm the Cat in the Hat. My hat keeps falling off. I don't know how the Cat in the Hat operated with this fucking hat. This hat is tall.
Well, first of all, he was magic, so
that
was probably part of it.
Motherfucker. Didn't share none with me.
Yep.
Over here all fucked up. And then we got...
I like your cute little button nose, though.
Dude, I had to go with the full-on nose. I got a fucking tail. Dude, I'm so excited.
You have not stopped masturbating your
tail.
I
have not stopped touching
Look, now
my
you're
own.
You're going to hell.
I'm going.
I saw that chair sink.
Yeah, I'm going in.
I went from seeing your face to just your hat.
Satan's coming back. Masturbating's a sin. But I love, dude, if I could have a fucking tail, I would.
Yeah.
This shit is fucking bomb as fuck.
And if you could suck your own dick, right?
Totally, man. I understand, like, a cat just throwing their leg in the air and just fucking licking it. I'm down. A cat should be my spirit animal.
Yeah.
Low key.
You know what my spirit animal is?
Yep.
You ever seen two flies fuck? Like in the air?
We've discussed
this. Have we covered this before?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I gotta get some new material.
Spirit
but that truly is my spirit animal.
Two flies fucking.
Yeah. One time I ate too much of a something. I can't remember if it was Molly or
mushrooms.
Maybe it was acid. Maybe it was mushrooms. I don't know. But that flew by me and I was just like, oh, that's my life. Just chaos and fuck. Just
two flies fucking.
Yeah.
I've had too much.
I never seen a fly's eyes roll back. Do flies have lots of eyes?
All 80 of them, yeah.
They have like a lot?
They have a ton of eyes.
I thought I remembered hearing that. They
got dumb eyes.
But yeah. I didn't know if I knew that actually or just made it up.
Fucking true.
You ever Google something that you thought you knew from learning at a young age? And
yeah.
You trusted the person who taught you?
No, I just trusted my own eyes. Like the Berenstain Bears was spelled with an E.
Yeah, and then you Google it here.
There's an A.
Turns out you were fucking
wrong. It's the Berenstain Bears. I was like, what the fuck?
That's the Muhammad Ali theory, right?
Yeah. Butterfly effect or some shit.
Mandela.
Mandela effect. There goes thing one, thing two.
Mandela's butterfly.
She's doing well. My hat will not stay on. So, yeah, so anyways.
So if you were to be a daredevil, what stunt would you like? For instance, for me, like.
What are my options?
I mean, all, like, classic stunt. Like, so, like, just to give you an idea.
Go. I would love to be the guy who drives in a car.
Uh-huh.
And up a ramp over like 18 school buses.
Yeah, that's rad.
That's badass. With like fireworks that go off on the side.
Remember the people who used to walk on the wings of the old propeller airplanes?
Oh,
I want to do that.
Fuck that. You can still do that.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Walking on the wings?
Sign
maybe?
Me up.
Dude, fuck that. No fucking
they
way.
They said that it's not that hard once you're doing it. Like, you get the momentum and you understand, like, basic knowledge of physics. It's not like a hard
stunt
to do.
Would you wear a parachute?
No, man, that eliminates the process of the fucking stunt. I want to climb out of the front seat or the back
seat,
whatever,
that
and walk across
shit.
The airplane. Yeah, man.
Nah, man.
And then lean
like
on the thing?
With like a 1920s like biplane?
Yeah, dude, exactly, man. I don't want to do it in a fucking
F-18.
F-18. Fucking Tomcat.
I got this.
With the Blue Angels.
I got this.
My cheeks are all just fucking up to my earlobes.
Just fucking...
My dick stuck to the inside of my thigh.
Speaking of dicks.
Speaking of them.
So,
you stop speaking.
No, so speaking of dicks, Dez, bro, he drew a portrait of you. I thought this was funny.
I don't want to cover this on the podcast
because
I feel like it can come back to haunt criminally.
Oh. But he drew a portrait of you and it was pretty accurate.
He was being a dick.
Good for him. But a biplane, man, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, so this came up because I saw, like, I found a YouTube hole of, like, the vintage stuntman and,
always
like,
on
from
YouTube.
The 20s.
Yep.
You know, like, the guys jumping through the loops on fire and just, like, shit like that. And then the biplane. And there was one of, like, somebody in, like, the original, like, I think there was
if
Model A, Model B, and then Model
and
T.
Jump through it.
Yeah. And then, the Model B, like, trying to jump over stuff. And just that. I thought that was a really cool time to live, like, or die.
Or die.
I just thought, like, I asked Nat. I don't remember what hers was.
Hey, wifey, can I jump on the wings of a biplane without a parachute and just kind of walk around?
I asked her what she would do if she was a daredevil.
Oh, what was her answer?
I don't remember. Babe, when I asked you if you were a daredevil, what stunt would you do?
What was your answer?
You know what? With a mouth that big, I better not hear you choke later. Yeah, okay. No, but you did do a lot of
earned
choking.
It.
But what did you answer when I said if you could be a daredevil?
Can you repeat
this
the question?
I married the girl that talks about sucking dick at the party.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because that belongs to me. That's my life. I shouldn't be with anybody else.
Yeah.
So, babe, what did you say was, like, other than trying to not choke, if you were a daredevil, what stunt was it that you would try?
I said flying? No.
Flying's not a stunt, babe. Fucking million people do it every day. Southwest. That's not parkour.
Oh, parkour?
You can do that now.
Jumping from wall to wall.
You can do it right now.
Yeah. Let me get a ladder. We can jump on this fucking roof right here.
Babe, do you remember when we were looking at that house to rent and you went to jump the fence and you almost broke your vagina? All right.
Fantastic.
I don't remember the answer.
It's okay.
So yours, would you be one of those stunt drivers that
I
jump
I would
shit?
Love to jump like fucking buses.
Like
school buses.
What was that guy's name?
Full of children. What?
What was that guy's name? The stuntman who used to do stuff?
Oh, Evil Knievel. Evil Knievel.
Oh, do you remember when we were kids, there was a show, it was like a knockoff show.
Yep.
What was his name? Stuntman
Super
Dave. Super Dave.
Yep.
Did you ever watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with him?
Yep.
Right? Best episode ever.
I hated that episode.
Did you really?
I did not find him funny at all.
I thought the part when he was like, no, we were told we could shoot here. And the girl was like, you cannot shoot film here. He's like, look, we spoke to Dick this morning and he said we could film here. And she was like, Dick? He's like, yeah, Dick Gazinia. He said that we could film right here. I fucking laugh. So I still say that. Whenever they ask for my name somewhere. Del Taco, ask for your name. Why the fuck you need my name? Just make me a quesadilla, bitch.
So whenever flip it over.
When they're like, oh, what's your name for your order? I'm like, Dick, last name Gazinia. And they're like typing it, Gazinia. Oh,
how do you spell that? Two Z's. Yeah. Silent J.
Your last name, whatever it is. Anyways, yeah.
However your last name is spelled, but pronounced Gazinia. <Yeah. laughs> That's fucking funny.
Me and Andy, when we go somewhere that we have to give our name, because like, sometimes we go do installations and they make you sign in and shit. Never give the right name.
Yeah, yeah.
Never.
Joey.
I never do. It's always like Conan the Barbarian, Tiger Woods, Jimi Hendrix, Dick Gazinia.
Dick Gazinia.
Andy, whenever I say Dick Gazinia, Andy goes Barry McCackinia.
You guys are quite the pair. All right, come on in.
Cocksmith. True Cocksmith.
Oh, man. All right, so this is the point of the show where we want to involve our crowd.
Are we walking around?
We're going to start walking around.
This is where it goes bad.
Yes.
If you want to tune up, let's put a sponsor now.
Okay, so.
Put a commercial in
now. Do you have a favorite Halloween song?
Oingo Boingo is my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah.
And they're all
Dead
their
Man
songs
Party?
Are. Yeah, but that's not really a Halloween song.
It says Dead Man Party in the title.
Oh,
automatically a Halloween song.
I love Misfits Halloween, and then AFI covered it.
Yeah.
That would probably be my favorite specific Halloween.
AFI?
Yeah.
AFI or Misfits?
The AFI version is better.
I agree.
The AFI version is better. But also it might be better because they had like better studios then.
True that.
But.
All right. Well, let's go into AFI Halloween, and once we get back, we're going to start pulling the crowd. I got a really interesting question for them. I think they're going to, it's going to go very fairly well.
I can't wait.
AFI Halloween.
This is where the show goes fucking sour.
Halloween, fucking love that song. It was
punk rock.
It really was one of those songs that was better than the original.
Yeah,
not like a 311 love song.
No, that was terrible. Well, anything 311 does.
I liked it.
No, but anyway, it wasn't better.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm
leaving my beer. Okay, so we're going around. Okay. Hi, hello, and welcome. Okay, so welcome to Social News Podcast. So we're
I feel like you approached
going,
pretty confrontationally.
I'm going very yeah, really. Accusationally.
Yeah, you got, like agitated.
I have a question.
Hashtag me too, bro.
So we're going around and we're asking people if you were able to face off against any horror movie villain, who would you face off against and win successfully?
I don't know.
Oh, what's the girl that got pissed off? The one that they dumped blood on her at prom?
Oh, Carrie.
Yeah, fuck
no,
that
I like
bitch.
Carrie.
No, but you gotta win. You're not gonna beat Hellraiser or Jason or Freddy.
I think I would.
I think you could beat the fuck out of Carrie. Yeah, Carrie. What's up?
I agree, Carrie. Yeah, 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 yeah. See, you already know.
But if you were gonna fight a villain and lose, like, that's a different approach.
If I'm gonna go out, I wanna go out against Freddy Krueger. He's fucking hilarious.
I would ask him to give me a handjob.
But I would not, I would.
I run them, right? Because in the movies, everybody stumbles.
No,
and
that's Jason.
Well, yeah. Same thing, though. But
he's like 7 foot tall. That's why his steps.
Yeah, but
like, he has like a really confident, slow pace. Like, yeah. You're going to trip and fall, bitch. I'm going to catch you.
Yeah, you'd be able to outrun him, so I think I would choose him.
Yeah, and just don't fall.
Yeah, don't
like,
fall.
Like, I don't run don't a lot, back. But I fall less.
Don't look back.
That's my solid strategy against going Jason. I'm just not going to fall.
Yeah.
If I don't fall, I'll be okay.
Chucky. I say Chucky. I say Chucky.
Do you remember
Chucky's
the first Chucky?
One.
You remember the first
oh,
one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when she gives him the little boy, and he's, like, talking and everything, right?
Uh-huh.
And she goes to throw the box away, and the batteries fall out?
Yes.
To me, that scene is one of the scariest scenes in
I
all
agree.
Movies.
You know what? And I agree with that.
Remember that? She throws
that
the box away,
yes.
And the batteries fall out, and she's like, what the fuck? He's already talking. And she looks
that
up,
shit became
and
real.
He's right there.
Like, it became fucking real.
And then he throws
like,
that bitch out the window
shit.
Like she's Eric Clapton's
yes.
kid.
Yes, yes.
And that's when
that might be one of the worst things I ever
that's
said.
That's when Toy Story came into play. And I was like, this is bullshit, man. This is some bullshit. Toy Story was inspired by fucking Child's Play.
Yeah. I might have just said the worst thing I've ever said right now.
What the fuck? I love Toy Story.
He threw that bitch out the window like she was Eric Clapton's kid. That's fucked up. Eric Clapton's kid fell
yeah.
out of a window.
Okay, good answers. Chucky and Jason. Very, very good answers.
What about you, Carlos? Who are you killing?
Jason.
Jason?
He's going with Jason. Yeah, yeah. Solid.
Run. Just run.
What about Michael Myers? To me, he's the scariest.
Michael Myers.
Why? Because he doesn't do anything. He has that stupid look on his face the
no,
whole time.
No, but he kills brutally. Like, he can smash you with his hand.
Who's Michael Myers?
Michael Myers is Halloween. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, oh, but also,
Jamie
if he
Lee
shows
Curtis.
Up and that song isn't playing in the background, he's less scary. If he
okay.
just shows up and there's not, a Asian kid with a keyboard going... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do That still would make it scary.
Jason? I will outrun Jason.
But did you ever see Jason without the mask? His face is burned.
Yeah, Jason for me.
Jason?
Jason for you. Very good. Good answer. Solid answer. Okay.
All right, ask Sugar Tits.
All right. All right, Scary Clown. So we're going around and we're asking, if you were to face off against any horror movie villain and win, who would you face off against?
Babadook. No,
I'm the biggest chicken there is.
Stop running away from the mic.
I shoot myself.
No, but who? Okay, who would make you shoot yourself? Yeah, who would show up? You can't even hold a gun. You get scared.
Who's the easiest one? Chucky.
You think so?
Okay, they said Chucky's what? Why do you think? Why do you think Chucky? Because he's a doll.
I think the bride would be easier than the husband. Fuck that bitch.
Who else?
Judges.
Chucky.
Just Chucky.
Yeah. Because Freddy Krueger is in your dreams. Michael Myers just fucking gets you anyways. Jason.
Yeah.
Chucky.
Like, who would you want to fight? You have to fight.
I fight Chucky.
Good choice.
I feel pretty confident.
But you can't kill Chucky, too, because he's already a toy.
I'd kill myself first.
You kill yourself?
You would kill yourself first.
If I jokingly put a Chucky on our bed and you walked in the house and saw it, you would blast yourself?
No.
That fucking accelerated quickly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if there was me,
I can't even look at your face. Your tits look so big tonight.
Oh my God, babe.
They're not my tits. I mean, well, I did put a.
Technically.
They are mine.
Yeah, they are.
That's true.
Yeah, Chucky.
All right.
Make me want to be like Kid and Pete and play the bongos.
Okay, was it? Fuck, I forgot it.
What? The horror movie.
Small Chef. Junior Chef.
No, that's
Little
Ratatouille.
Chef. Little Chef.
That's not Little Chef.
Little Chef.
Ratatouille.
Little Chef, yeah.
Calls him Little Chef in the movie?
Little Chef, Ratatouille. Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Whoa, Adam, don't get real with me all of a sudden because there's a rat cooking in your kitchen, bro. That's the part where you choose to be realistic.
How
he can't
dare
talk
you.
To animals. A fucking rat is making French cuisine.
Little Chef, Ratatouille. She's dressed like Ratatouille. Sunshine, previously a co-host on the Social News Podcast. If you were to face off against a horror movie villain, who would you face off against?
I think either like Jason or Michael Myers, mostly just because they're really tall and I'm really short. I can use like squirrel tactics.
Oh, I like that.
Squirrel tactics.
I don't know what a squirrel tactic is.
Fucking hit nuts and evade.
Like move real fucking fast, you know, just throw them off. They don't seem like they're really like together. Like I could throw them off real quick.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't feel like, I feel like they have a lot of CTE. We were talking about concussions earlier, and I think Jason and Mike Myers are concussed the fuck out. They probably like played football at University of Florida.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, right? Just
so. But like, how are you gonna take him out? How are you gonna finish him? Like, do you have the heart to like stab a man that big?
What's a squirrel tactic?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought
squirrels, because you know they fucking jump around everywhere, like parkour. They like jump around. No, that's like what I would be, just jump around and then on them. And I love knives, so if I could,
Latina.
Just, yeah,
I know.
You know,
it's a true fear. Yeah, we covered it on the podcast before.
This is a real fear.
Latinas and knives.
My horror. I'm out. My horror villain is my wife. Well, he
and
won.
I don't win.
No, we don't win at all.
Well,
no,
I don't know. Look at the tits.
I don't think there is winning with Latina. It's just...
No, Latinas... You could give a Latina a switchblade or a butterfly knife. It should be like, I never held this before.
What does this do?
Yeah. Looking like fucking... Who's the guy from Tombstone?
Oh,
I'll
be your Huckleberry.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Doc. Yeah, Doc Holliday.
Yeah, thank you.
Nobody knows his name, but they know his quote.
Not Huck Finn.
Very nice. All right, Big Chef. What would you do? Wait, are you? Wait, was Linguini? Are you Linguini then? Yeah. You're Linguini. Okay, Linguini.
What? Mexican Linguini.
Isn't Linguini Italian?
I'm technically Italian.
No, but wasn't Ratatouille in France?
Wait, was it?
Fucking racist ass Disney.
Oh yeah, it is French.
Disney,
that's fucking
I'm
weird.
Racist as Disney fuck. Well, I can't wait to see Aladdin without racism. It's going to suck
gonna
so
be,
bad.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be the worst fucking movie ever.
So ultimately, if you were to face off against a horror movie villain, Linguini, who would you face off against?
Shit, was Gremlins a horror movie?
Oh, kind of.
I would allow it.
But you're going to lose for sure.
No, I'm going to get the Gremlin before it turns into the Gremlin. When it's that cute fuzzy thing, just stomp that fucking thing to death before it gets a chance to fuck with me.
You're right.
I know where you're going with this.
But that's
like,
you
I'm
going
to give it so small and cute. I'll be like, oh, I've seen this shit. Nah, I'm just going to stomp that thing to death before it even can get to that point.
You're basing that on the knowledge that you know it's going to be evil. Otherwise, you just walk around stomping out cute shit like a fucking asshole.
All right, you got a point there.
You know what I mean?
But how, I'm like,
what about the
aliens?
I'm
like, yeah, wait, well, they do give you rules. So if I follow the rules, I don't got to worry about shit.
Oh, yeah, but you also said you're Italian and Mexican, so you're not going to follow
Mexican
a fucking
Linguini.
Rule
Mexican
ever.
Linguini breaking rules already. I don't know.
You got Mexican Italian? Like, you belong to two mafias, motherfucker. What are you talking about? Follow rules.
But yeah, I would either follow the rules or I'd try to stomp it to death before it could get to me.
Use a 22 on it, like your Italian side.
Just start throwing elbows. Just like, fuck this thing. Just kick it into the other person's yard or give it to someone.
If you ever kick something cute, it does feel good. Like every time my kid passes by, I kind of trip a little.
Yeah.
It feels good. I don't know why.
The kids that are walking home from school.
You ever seen an old person fall down? It's something satisfying. Like,
yeah, this is what I want to do to our cat half the time. It's like, you're adorable, but I hate you. I don't want to throw you against the wall.
Exactly. But don't actually do it or admit that on a podcast.
Why you gotta talk to cats like that right now?
What about,
I love my cat, but she's still a pain in the ass.
Oh, because you're a big pussy.
I don't like your tone on cats at this current moment. I don't support this.
All right, speaking of, because gremlins, and they get wet, they go crazy.
Yeah, they do.
Remember the aliens on Signs?
Yes.
Remember water kills them?
Yes.
But what do you see when you look at Earth from space?
Water.
So why the fuck did they come here?
Because it was
M. Night slop salt, a lot of ding dong.
Salt
this
water.
Is the worst fucking ending to a movie other than every other movie he wrote.
I like The Village.
That was. I didn't even watch that one because I saw his other ones before.
Nobody
that.
Liked The Village. Yeah, they jumped over the fucking berm and they're like, it's a national park. And that's when everyone got it and walked out of the theater.
That's it?
Yeah, it was fucking horrible.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
He's
okay.
A piece of shit. He's a terrorist.
All right.
For making those terrible movies.
Lunch Lady Short. If you could face off against any horror villain, who would you face off against?
Horror villain or like a race of like mutants that are trying to kill
us? Okay, obviously you're going
race,
somewhere. Tell
us like,
what you're talking about.
That
was a very specific question.
I was like, man, African Americans are not
since you guys been walking around. So
he saw the question. He's like, okay. Thinking.
Horror
thinking.
Villain or John Carpenter character written in 1978.
Okay, Starship Troopers?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, those goddamn bugs.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Yeah, fuck them to death.
Hey, isn't that scary? A bug that can squash you?
Exactly. Right? Fuck you. Like, we have I ain't gonna do that shit. Nah. If I could go just face to face with one of them and just beat him with my fist, that's who I'd want to do.
Do you remember the sex scene in that movie?
It was fantastic. That was during my puberty age. They were it was great.
They were soldiers in a tent.
It was great.
In the middle of a war, and they found time to fuck.
Yeah.
I used this hand short. There you go.
I was like, imagine what her pussy smells like,
dude.
Get
out of here with that hand.
They're at war on a desert planet.
Yeah, there's no...
The dingiest pussy he ever fucking touched.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I was thinking about that. And, yeah, The Walking Dead. When they fuck, I'm like... That's worse than the zombie. Isn't this the bullshit about The Walking Dead? The zombies are afterthoughts now. They just knock them over.
When there's a
zombie in season 9, they just tip them over. Oh, it's a zombie. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
That's what fucking Walking Dead became.
Think, yeah.
That's right through it.
Starship Troopers. If I saw one of those fucking bugs.
I don't think we would win Starship Troopers, though. I think we'd die.
You really think we would, if there was an interplanetary war, shout out me for getting through that word successfully. Interplanetary war, we would not win.
Dude, first of all.
Space wars.
Cockroaches are the size of your thumb. They don't do anything to you. And when you see one, you freak the fuck out.
But due to Trump's Space Force, I feel quite confident in our abilities for interplanetary war.
Hey, we laugh about that right now, but in 50 years when we're fighting super flying cockroaches, we're like, fucking Trump knew something.
True some new shit. he dropped hints about some classified shit. Someone gave him like a top secret report and he was like, oh shit, we need a space force for this shit.
Did you ever see when Jay Leno asked Bill Clinton if aliens were real, and if they were real, would he tell us? And he just answered one no. But that was two questions. Which one are you saying no to? He's like, nah. No, you know you wouldn't tell us, or no, they don't exist? He's like, next topic. Fucking Bill Clinton. Oh. Who's a dude finger blasting girls with cigars?
Mama Coco.
It's Moco.
Mama Coco.
And Kurt Cobain, come here.
And Kurt Cobain. Mama Coco. Okay, so we're going around. If you could face off against any horror
Mexico
villain.
Mexico would feel so much better if they could just get flannels.
Yeah.
You're cheating.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they
Where's
feel
your
warm.
Fucking serape?
If you could face off.
That's like
off.
A white person serape, you know that? A flannel? Isn't that?
That's true. That's a good explanation. I've never heard that before. If you could face off against any horror movie villain, who would you
so
face
good.
Off against?
Somebody tweet that.
That was so good.
The movie villain right. from Coraline.
What the play doh, you
the
cheater?
One, the one with button eyes?
The other mother?
Which one was that?
The other mother.
The other mother.
The other mother?
Are the mother from another
black?
Mother?
What are you talking
no,
about?
From Coraline?
What is. Yeah, the Play Doh movie, right?
Yeah.
Who are you afraid of in the Play Doh movie?
You have not seen Coraline?
No, Mama Moco, I haven't.
Okay, well, watch it first.
Okay. All right,
let's pause the podcast and watch Coraline.
Okay, we're good. We'll be right back to have to watch Coraline. All right, thing one and thing two. If you could face off against any horror movie villain, who would you face off against?
That's Coraline?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I remember it, but I don't know who's bad about it.
I don't know. I'd probably run away from all of them.
You just run. Okay.
No, but did you actually recruit all of them to one nightmare scenario?
Yeah.
Instead of just picking one that you might win?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're like, let me get the all-star class of horrors.
And then
actually,
I'm gonna
I went
run.
To that high school.
Yeah.
I went to a high school with the all-star class of horrors.
And then I ran.
And then I ran.
As fast as I could.
Like Flock of Seagulls with
actually,
that song in the background.
Actually, I'd just get on a boat and go to a deserted island somewhere.
Get on a boat and go to...
I never... Okay, so if you're in The Walking Dead...
Are you afraid of waves?
Waves?
Yeah, because you're going to get on a boat and go to a deserted island. Like, are you worried that there might be a wave between you and that island?
Like an Alaskan 80-foot wave?
We were on
but
a
the
fucking
thing is that I can swim.
Oh.
There you go. Shit.
I don't think it works
Fuck
like
you,
that.
Motion. Yeah. I can swim.
I don't think that's how the ocean works, sweetheart, but... You guys just recently went to Catalina.
There's
only one part where you can't see land both ways. You didn't freak out a little? Piss your pants a little?
No.
When I saw that, I was like, there's no land. We're dead. We're dying.
just me and these fucking whales.
And I'll have you know I can swim too, but okay. Not for miles.
Well, that's why I would get like a life vest and maybe like a life raft.
Yeah, but all you have to do is kill a bad guy. Pick one.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
The thing is, I don't like scary movies, so...
Okay, I'm going to pick a bad guy. You tell me how you would kill him.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to pick... Oh,
the Wicked
Witch
of the West.
Did you ever see Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Yes.
Remember Frodo? Frollo?
The
stepdad
guy
thing? Yeah.
Okay.
How would you kill that guy? That guy was scary to me.
He was.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Ursula wasn't... okay. That's how microphones work. Like,
you're invading my personal space right now.
You know, Matt was acting like that Black Rose... Do you guys think it's a dick? Every time we put it in front of a girl, she's, like, bagging up. That's just a mic.
That's just a mic. I got to get that close. The only way he's going to pick it up. Like, look at the way I got close right here.
How would you kill that molesting priest?
That escalated.
No, that's average.
True.
It was Hunchback Notre Dame. It was definitely Catholic.
Yeah. Hang him? Like, what? Hang him?
You would hang him?
Yeah.
But, like, you would do it? Like, trap him into a noose and then pull it real tight?
Like Scooby-Doo style.
Or, like, a public, like, the French, like, Dark Ages, when they just hanged everybody in front of everybody.
The French, because that's where it was at.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Fucking French sure know how to kill, dude.
Yeah.
French Boom. Fries.
French fries.
I don't know. They
know how to kill those potatoes.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck you, Fry.
Oh man.
Who would you face off against? Motion.
To win?
Or just face off?
To win, it would be the aliens from Signs. I just piss on them.
and done.
To lose, for sure, Freddy Krueger, because the fact that he comes in your dreams, like, you're gonna fall asleep. You can't deny that. You can't live your. If you're like, if the bad guy's a piranha, you cannot go in water.
Yeah.
Then you'd be fine.
Yeah.
If it's Jason, like, don't go to that campsite. He only kills people at that fucking campsite. It's the one campsite where they killed him.
I'm just not going to go camping.
Yeah.
He came back and, wasn't it Freddy versus Jason where he actually started killing people randomly, though? Uh-oh. Not at the campsite.
Really? I don't remember how that one went. I know.
It was.
Oh, but that one wasn't. Oh, no. Which one was the one where he was a little alien and he inhabited bodies and they became Jason?
Oh, Space X.
No, it was Jason.
Space X. Jesus. Yeah. Jason X. Yeah. Fuck, I'm
Jason
drunk.
X. Yeah, not Space
wow.
X.
Wow. Shout out to Keela. Oh, Space X. Yeah.
Put Elon Musk on blast.
Yeah, dude. That
for
explosion.
No fucking reason, dude.
That explosion you saw in the sky was fucking Jason taking over the spaceship.
Hey, but isn't
fuck. Wow.
Oh, what about Dreamcatcher? That fucking movie was fucked up.
Is that
the last
was, like,
20
the
minutes
that came out of your ass?
That's when it went bad. The last 20 minutes, yeah. And then the aliens came.
I wasn't talking about that part.
With the guy who killed his granddaughter. What's his name? Vince. No, Morgan.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
We're back Michael Morgan. Morgan. Freeman.
Anyways, yeah, but that movie was good till that part.
Yeah.
Same shit, different
day. If I had to face off, it'd probably be Chucky. I've always thought that way. Like
Chuck Norris?
No, Chucky. Chuck Norris. Chucky. One does not win against Chuck Norris. But I mean, Chucky, like, I always figured, like, why is everyone freaking out? It's still just a fucking doll.
Yeah, but he doesn't die. You can't melt him. You can't break. It's not a doll. The way Chucky happened is he was the spirit of a serial killer that he was about to get caught by the cops.
Yeah,
and he grabbed the doll and he started. I'm going to do this to you. Stop me. You know it's fucked up? We made our little sister watch that scene, and when she'd go to bed, I would stand over her and go. And then my brother had this, or my sister had a blanket, and my brother had a Freddy Krueger mask, and he would put it on his toy and then put it on the top bunk with the blanket hanging down. So she would go pull the blanket, and then the Freddy Krueger poo doll would fly and land on her, and she'd cut the corner. I'd be in the hallway. It's amazing she's even a person still.
But by the same time, how did she make it this far?
Yeah.
But I always figure, like, it's still a doll. Like, the same, like, fucking ball joints it has and limited range of motion. It's still a fucking doll.
Yeah. But no.
I mean, that's
it's a fucking serial killer
it's
spirit.
It's a serial killer doll.
Yeah.
But it
what about Exorcist? That's pretend. Can't. No one picked that.
I wouldn't fuck with Reagan, bro.
Reagan? What are you talking about,
I
Reagan?
Ain't fucking fuck with...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ronald Reagan.
No.
I was like, fuck Ronald Reagan.
Equally threatening to our childhood.
Remember that part when she came down the stairs all spider walking and then she pissed
Dude,
at the
okay,
party?
I pissed at a party once. I've never seen The Exorcist. However, I did see the television preview advertising the re-release when they released it, like, fucking, I don't know, like the 90s or 2000s.
That was probably pretty descriptive.
But I saw that clip where she would go up the stairs or down the stairs or the fuck backwards.
Yeah.
Couldn't sleep that night.
One time my homeboy had never seen it, and I made him watch it, and we were roommates at the time. And his room had two doors because he had the bathroom door and the hallway door, so you could go to the bathroom and go into his room. And so I did that, and I came into his room doing that backwards crab walk. And he fucking kicked me in the face. I was like, really?
It was a solid strategy, I thought.
Yeah.
Stopped him dead in his tracks.
Really, the day you watch The Exorcist is when the demon comes to your house? What a coincidence.
My sister used to watch that shit religiously, no pun intended. She would rent it all the time to the point where my mom was like, you got to stop watching that movie.
My uncle made me and my cousin watch that when we were like 5 to torture us. But we thought it was so fun. Like, I don't know if it's a defense mechanism, but I laugh during scary movies. And I find the humor in them. Like, when we watch Babadook, it's about a psycho killer mom that ends up killing her kids. And I'm like, I've seen my wife be the Babadook when the kids push it. When they say mom that one too many times, I've seen her glide across the floor. I was like, you floating ass bitch, you almost killed that kid. What's up, Harry Pothead?
Hey,
come here, we have a question for you.
Harry Pothead.
What's your favorite strain?
Sativa.
I knew it with a smile.
He has a real question.
Okay, so we're asking everyone.
We won't show your parents this podcast.
Everyone at the party.
Actually.
Everyone at the party is being pulled. So if you were to face off against any horror movie villain, who would you face off against to win?
Don't fucking say a Harry Potter character.
Voldemort!
Who fight Voldemort?
Gryffindor Halloween!
Let's see, I think it would have to be...
Can you please take the wand off your mouth?
I'm trying
to... thinking with your magic stick.
Exactly!
That's a real magic... Get that chopstick out of your hands.
Norman Bates.
Psycho? But he killed his mom.
Yeah.
Isn't that... I'd like, how would you beat him?
The fastest way him.
How would you beat him?
No, I don't think I would.
Oh, no, you're supposed to pick someone that you would kill.
I could.
That you could beat. Which horror character would you defeat?
Oh, I'm too much of a wimp to do that.
If there's any horror characters listening.
Everyone in this family is just running.
What did your guys' dads do to you?
We're just running.
You guys are all, like, track family. You probably have really nice calves, huh? A bunch of runners.
Oh, no, I quit that. Freshman year.
I quit running once I realized how much running was involved.
I think that had something to do with the sativa, hun.
The sativa was like, we're not running no more.
Oh, man.
Well done.
So?
Oh, that was fantastic.
This is another year.
Dude, this is fantastic. I'm looking forward to, now that we're done with Halloween, we're going to be kicking things off for fucking Christmas.
Are we doing our ugly Christmas sweater party?
Ugly sweater Christmas party at the Casa de Imagine.
You can do it here?
Yeah, where else are we gonna go?
Well, because there's always fucking weirdos that turn out for that one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Last time that bitch broke down a whole legal case, remember?
Oh, yeah. That shit was funny.
I felt like...
Talking about Keanu Reeves and shit.
Yeah, that was the one before that.
Yeah, exactly.
I was talking about the one down at the bar at MTL. Remember, she made me feel like she was Harvey Weinstein and I was auditioning for a part.
It's got incredibly awkward.
Excuse me, miss. Am I going to suck your dick tonight? I felt like that's what she was tricking me. You know, I figured out that's why being gay is so...
difficult.
No, for religions, why they hate it. They don't like gays. Because if someone could trick you into believing their bullshit, probably they could trick you into sucking some dicks.
Makes sense. And next thing you know it, I had a dick in my mouth. Like, son of a bitch.
What are we doing, dude?
Yeah, we're going to go fucking back to partying. So,
let's
always,
put this shit away and act like children.
Facebook.com/SocialNewsPodcast or Instagram at SocialNewsPodcast. Check us out. As always, thank you for checking out the podcast. Share with your friends. Go trick-or-treating. And if you're above 13, go fucking trick-or-treating anyways.
Yeah, dude,
I don't give a fuck what
law.
Virginia says.
Catch that felony.
Fuck the police. Go trick-or-treating.
You're tripping in fine.
As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys fucking next time. I got to fix my hat.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.